USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least five Ecuadorian police officers were killed Tuesday in attacks prompting President Lasso to declare a state of emergency in two provinces. Lasso has repeatedly blamed violence, including inside prisons, on drug gang retaliation for his government's efforts to combat the illegal trade. Lasso, who canceled a personal trip to the United States because of the attacks, says Ecuador is a transit point for drugs destined for the United States and Europe. A federal judge on Monday blocked Penguin Random House's merger to acquire rival publisher Simon & Schuster. Antitrust laws were the reason. Penguin Random House plans to appeal the decision, worth more than a couple of billion dollars. The Federal Reserve's meeting this week will conclude today with another interest rate hike to try to calm the raging inflation in America. A hefty three-quarter point hike is expected. So far this year, the Fed has raised its key rate five times in an aggressive pace to fight the threat of recession. Financial guru Steve Forbes.
He was recklessly late in fighting the inflation plaguing us today. Now he's making the opposite mistake. He's overdoing it, thereby plunging us into an unnecessarily severe downturn. No wonder Powell's prestige is crashing faster than the stock of Facebook's parent, Meta Platforms.
A Kansas mother who was convicted of leading an ISIS battalion was sentenced to 20 years in prison on Tuesday. 42-year-old Allison Fluke Ekren pled guilty in June to expressing interest in carrying out terrorist attacks in the United States in support of ISIS on six separate occasions. This took place between 2014 and 2017. Justice Department prosecutors say they believe the 20-year sentence was not enough for what she had done. USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govnet.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
CVS Health said Wednesday that it has agreed to pay $5.2 billion to settle lawsuits over how its pharmacies handled prescriptions for addictive opioids. CVS is the first drugstore company to reach a nationwide settlement in a series of lawsuits brought on by a group of states and Native American tribes. If accepted by the courts, the company would pay $4.9 billion to states and other municipalities and $130 million to tribes over 10 years beginning in 2023. Russia is doing an about-face and said Wednesday it will resume participation in an agreement allowing grain exports to leave Ukraine ports, days after suspending its involvement over alleged attack to its Black Sea fleet. Since July, the grain deal has been a crucial step to help alleviate the deepening food crisis around the world. The FBI has a warning for parents.
The FBI is warning parents that child predators could use rideshare services to gain access to children. Retired FBI agent and child abduction expert Jeffrey Reinick tells News Nation that parents should think about the risks of using services like Lyft or Uber for their children.
Offenders that prefer children are always going to be thinking about it and looking for ways to make it happen. When you think about rideshare, you're getting into a stranger's car, and you cannot predict beforehand what that person has done to set the car up.
That's Tim Berg reporting. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.